Hi, I'm Lauren Groveman with a combination life coaching and food and family tip. Today I want to focus on men and women, parents, that work a lot. The ones with families that are perhaps fragmented by divorce, the ones that are worried that their kids might not really know or trust that they're a priority, the parents that feel kind of lopsided, maybe even a little bit guilty. Well, I'm here to let you know that it is possible to do both, to nurture inside the home while also working in your jobs in a way that leaves you feeling accomplished and proud on both fronts. Trust me here, the kitchen can be an incredible ally, a real friend that helps you to bridge this issue. First of all, you need to stop thinking that your way can't possibly be enough to make a real and positive impression on your children, because nothing could be further from the truth. And I've done some math to prove it. Let's say that you only feel able to make Sunday nights the night for a homemade sit-down dinner with the family. There are 52 weeks a year, which means that there are 52 Sundays each and every year. So if the average child goes off to college when he or she is 18, then 52 times 18 is 936. Your child experiences 936 Sundays while growing up, which means that you're given 936 opportunities to provide soothing, home-cooked, shared meals for your child to remember. Does 936 opportunities sound insignificant to you? My point is that there is always a time in each week to use your kitchen and the art of cooking to help connect you to what and to who is most important. If you're a divorced father who's got your kids every other weekend, or a mother who works late and feels overwhelmed at the end of the day, or you're a grandparent who's recently retired and looking for a way to not just feel more creative and tactile, but to have a way for your kids and grandkids to use your place to congregate, the kitchen can help you. Whether it's roasting a chicken, or baking a batch of biscuits, or knowing how to make a pot of chicken soup, a vat of meatballs, or a batch of amazing brownies, these things aren't hard. These things are what helps a kid of 5 and a 45 to gravitate towards you and to think of you with love. I'm Lauren Groveman, here to remind you that there is not one way that's better than another when it comes to creating a nurturing home. Your way, done with consistency, is what matters, so that your family finds comfort in knowing and trusting that your Sunday, whatever the day, is always coming. You're at laurengroveman.com.